And her name is Angela Herrera. Angela is part of the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. How are you, Angela?
I'm fine. Thank you, Gia. Thanks for hosting this conversation today.
Yes, Susan made the decision of bringing this conversation. And of course, we had our first guest, Protect Albuquerque, Women and Children. You are from another organization.
That's right.
If you heard a little bit about what Protect Albuquerque Women and Children are advocating for is, to ban from the city of Albuquerque or Bernalillo. Can you make that clear? I think there is a law pending or a bill pending.
The referendum before us is to ban abortions after 20 weeks in Albuquerque.
Okay. And, they say that it's very risky for the woman's health, and also that at that time, 20 weeks or later, this one of the strong arguments is that the child, the fetus, the pregnancy, it's able to feel and can live independently. So this is a hard circumstance when you have been a pro-choice advocate, a pro-choice...
Well, first let me say I'm here on behalf of the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. I'm also a minister at First Unitarian Church here in Albuquerque, and I'm also the mother of two children, including an adolescent girl. And so I wear all of those hats when I consider this difficult issue. And I did hear some of your guests' comments. Especially my ears perked up when she talked about the safety of abortion after 20 weeks. Certainly, I actually agree with your earlier guests on many points, and my concern for the safety of women is one of them. You know, but the way I look at it, you know, because we know from studies around the world that women do get abortions when they feel very strongly that they need them, whether they are legal or not. And the most dangerous situation would be for a woman who feels she must have an abortion to then pursue it illegally with possibly unqualified personnel or in an unclean situation, which could lead her to serious harm and even death.
And what has this specific voting referendum? How will this affect the woman's rights for reproductive? Mm-hmm. Well, the reproductive rights. I mean, let's say this passes.
Right, the referendums would make it impossible for women to get an abortion after 20 weeks. However, an interesting thing about this referendum is that the Attorney General for New Mexico and the state or the city attorney have both agreed that the referendum is unconstitutional and, if passed, would be impossible to enforce. Now, what that means is that, of course, it would be challenged and it would be, you know, taken through the courts at considerable taxpayer expense. And so, I mean, just on the logistical side, there's a good reason to vote no on the referendum. It's not a feasible referendum, and it's going to cost taxpayers a lot to deal with if it passes. But there are some other reasons to vote no on it as well. And that's what I would like to talk about a little bit. You know, it is hard to think about late-term abortion. I will tell you that I personally have really struggled with the question of what side to take on this issue. But, you know, what it comes down to is that there are so many circumstances that are impossible for us to imagine or to predict or to codify in a law in which it would be a moral choice for a woman, especially in consultation with her family and with her faith, and especially with her doctor, to decide that an abortion was the best choice for her, even if it's late term. And some of the situations for women when that can be the case is, for example, if there's a severe health issue for the woman, like a pending organ failure or cancer that must be treated and the treatment would harm the fetus and otherwise she'll die. You know, situations like this where you could imagine that the potential life of the fetus is then in conflict with the actual life of the woman. And there is just no happy answer to that situation. But certainly it's a decision that we would want the woman to be able to make for herself.
It's not easy.
It is not easy. No, I don't think any woman goes through something like that and comes out of it, you know, unscathed or without having to have done some real soul work. You know, it's a very difficult decision, but because it is so personal and such an important decision, I really think it has to be the moral right of the woman to make it. Your guest talked about being concerned that women were pressured to have abortions sometimes. I would find that horrifying. I believe that probably does sometimes happen. I wish it would not. I want women truly to have the right to choose. You know, I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro-choice. And so I want the choices to be available to women. I don't think the right response to women being pressured is then to make it illegal for them to get an abortion. I think that is the ultimate pressure, actually. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to address those factors in women's lives. And actually, you know, when I think of a culture of life, you know, I'm for a culture of life as well. But similarly, to make a culture of life, I think we have to, rather than restricting women's choices, I think we need to affirm life. You know, we need to provide more support for women and children in general, especially because they're seriously overrepresented among the poor. You know, too many poor people are women and our children. You know, we need to provide health care. We need food. We need to prevent violence against women. All of the things that are contributors to women's decision about whether it's safe or good to start a family.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I brought up, as you mentioned, was that that usually that support it's as you said, a very personal decision, and let's try to stay with a late term abortion situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would really like to see what kind of statistic is out there for how many late abortions are being done here in New Mexico. Is there any study, any kind of research that is mm-hmm. trying to pursue that number, and why is there any kind of research about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, my understanding is that there are only 4 clinics in all of the United States that will provide late-term abortions to women who need them, and one of them is here in Albuquerque, and that is why we're being targeted by Operation Rescue and with this referendum. Oh. Yeah, and so if you were to look at the numbers, you would see, you know, compared to the rest of the country, except for those other 3 states where it's possible, New Mexico would look like it has probably a significant number. However, the real number of late-term abortions that are occurring is small in comparison to all abortions. I believe it's something like 1%, so very small. But again, I mean, I think really the focus that we need to have is not, you know, what are the numbers, but what is the moral reasoning here? You know, what is the right thing to do legally and morally in regard to women's choice? And again, I just feel that because it's so personal and because the decision has such an enormous impact on the woman's life, it really needs to be her choice.
Okay. We're going to have Sarah Hutchinson speak about this in the second hour of Women's Focus here. And what else do we need to talk about, Lourdes? Like in your organization, can you tell us a little bit about your organization and why the title of religious? Why coming from Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you come to be, if you are a pastor, how did you come to be a member of this organization?
Mm-hmm. Well, religious because, you know, so often the debate around abortion rights is framed as religious versus not religious, really. And sometimes you might hear somebody say that they're pro-choice, but they're Catholic, or they're pro-choice, and, you know, but they're also a religious person. But we don't think those things have to be separated, actually. I think that being pro-choice, well, I know that being pro-choice is a theologically grounded and a spiritually grounded position. You know, and again, it has to do with being for life in its fuller sense and not looking at a case of unplanned pregnancy only in terms of the potential life of the fetus, but in terms of the whole life of the woman as well, and the actual lives of her other children, if she has them, of any future children she might have. I mean, so many lives come to play in that situation. And so it's a larger way of looking at the same issue. And, you know, also, you know, speaking from the religious perspective, you know, we know that this world is just, it is sometimes a difficult one with realities that make some moral rules impossible to apply categorically across the board, you know. And the Bible even is actually full of stories that teach this lesson with characters who sometimes make troubling decisions. And there are characters who are still the beloved children of God. It teaches us that, you know, like Jacob wrestling on the riverbank with God, you know, in that story, that sometimes we have to wrestle with moral decisions. And there's some difficult decisions that belong properly with the individual. And at the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, we stand with many, many people of faith who believe that this decision to end a pregnancy is one of those moral decisions that we have to wrestle with and that they belong with the individual.
Okay. Yes, this has, by history here in the United States, it has been the pro-life movement has had a very strong element, conservative, religious, you know, that element. And I think that is most of the time a very personal, hard debate, you know, among our faiths. And sometimes we do need to define ourselves, you mm-hmm. know. And much more as women, are we supporting? What is our position, and what are we supporting? And if these kinds of references to be voted are out there, what am I going to vote for? Am I going to vote yes or no? And that's a very a moment that deserves a lot of thought.
It does.
Am I going to vote? What am I going to vote for? Why am I going to vote for what I'm going to vote for?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to bring this issue up here at Women's Voices, Women's Focus, and anything else that you want to bring up, Lourdes?
Angela.
Yes,
that's
sorry,
okay.
Angela.
That's okay. I just thank you so much for hosting this conversation. I know it's a hard one, and I do think it's an important one. And so I'm glad that we're having it together as a community.
And you know, I'm another reason why I find it very important for us to have this conversation here in KUNM is also to call our listeners, not just only women listeners, but also if you know. Men, you know, what do you think about it? And to really sit down and think about it, and why do we, if we have an opinion, why do we have such opinion? Where does that come from? And if we are going to vote or not to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this was Angela Herrera and from the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. And just one observation. The referendum that is supposed to be voted for on November 19th is only to ban the late-term abortions here in Albuquerque, not around the state, not in any place around the state.
That's right. Its goal is to ban abortions after 20 weeks in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque only, mm-hmm. not in the whole state of New Mexico. Thank you so much, Angela. I appreciate your presence here on KUNM.